You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the third day of 2022, the first Locked On Rockies podcast in the year 2022. I am your host of this wonderful daily Rockies talk, Paul Holden. I am always bringing you your Rockies chatter here on the wonderful little Locked On Rockies podcast. Look, you can see my name twice on the screen. Maybe if I do this, I don't know, but maybe you can. I like my name. So, you know, we're on YouTube. We're figuring YouTube out. I do it live. I've been doing the shows live, quote unquote, on the YouTube channel. And mostly, to be totally honest, it's way easier to upload to YouTube after. It's a much speedier process. But I'm thinking that I want to make the live recording a thing, and to give people an inside look into what I do, and to kind of make me hold myself maybe a little bit more accountable to come up and have a better prepared show for you all. I do like to keep the show a little bit lighter. I do, you know, of course I research. Oh, whoa. That's a weird frog. Sometimes when you're in this biz, you get some weird frogs in your throat. But anyway, I was saying I do a more of a loose approach sometimes, especially in the off season. I kind of like to just have conversations right now. You know, especially right now, we get good analysis. Last week is a prime example. I think last week, and when I do the crossovers and when I can talk to people, which hopefully I want to do more. I'm back from holidays, as you can see. We're on YouTube again. Last week we were not on YouTube. I was traveling. It was, you know, the whole holiday season. I live on the West Coast, and I live in Washington. And I'm sure you saw at least on some of your national news how much of a mess Washington State has been in terms of the weather and things. I just want to get rid of this little thing. It's going to drive me nuts, the fact that my name is twice. Do I just do that? Do I just get maybe edit name? What if I just get rid of my name? Bam. What if I just do that? No, can't do that. All right, I'm sorry. Today on Locked On Rockies. Oh, by the way, thanks for making us your first listen of the day. We really appreciate that. We thank you for tuning into the Locked On Podcast Network, where, like I said, we talk about your team every day. This is the Rockies Daily Chatter. There's plenty of great other podcasts for you out there to check out and tune into. If you got other sports that you're interested in as well, the Locked On Podcast Network is a great place to be. So I saw this on Twitter, and I also was tweeted at this as well. Let's start there. Let's start where we're going to begin on the show. And we talked a little bit about this in the crossover last week as well. What is the next year that I think the Rockies are? Playoff. I gotta put these bowls back up. It's way more better. It's way more better. Yeah. Okay. My buddy Caleb would hate that. It's so you can see my Twitter. I like that. You can see how easy I get distracted. At Stephen Cross at Steve_Cross4. Stephen Cross says, "Love listening to your podcast. I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on a future show when you think the Rockies will be truly competitive again and the steps they need to take before they get to that point. Happy New Year." We talked about this last week on the Locked On Orioles crossover. There was a discussion about, if you didn't listen last week or with the crossover, I really, really suggest that you do, because I think it was a really good insight into not only a lot of my ideas about the Rockies, but a great look into a team that commits to the rebuild, that is committing to the rebuild, and you can actually see the fruits of the labor of that rebuild when it comes to a number one farm system. I mean, it's been long years watching all, Orioles baseball. There's a bunch of other stuff, but we do talk about the playoff picture, and that's where this conversation starts. If I was to put a year on it, it's very hard for me to actually pinpoint and look and say, I truly believe the Rockies will be a playoff caliber, playoff contending team in so many years, because the Rockies have put themselves in an incredibly difficult situation. What happens after this pitching staff? when you look at the current roster of the Rockies, and you know, we can go to that depth chart here, the Zips one that went viral last week and talks about the performance of the team. But so again, what happens in the future of this team if you don't capitalize, if you don't build around what is the strength right now of this team, the pitching staff, the starting pitching staff? The Rockies' playoff window cannot open until they commit to spending money. I legitimately don't think I could put the Rockies in the playoff picture right now, currently. This current Colorado Rockies baseball team, if the lockout ends, if the Rockies go out and spend some money, that's the question. That changes this entire conversation, because it has to. If you want to get back to the playoffs as the Rockies, you have to spend money. You have to get free agents. You have to. This team, the way it is built right now, the moves you have made and the moves you did not make have put you in a situation where I don't think the Rockies make the playoffs for the next at least 5 years. I don't think the Rockies make the playoffs anytime soon, as constructed as they are right now at the end of the 2021 season. That conversation is drastically different 3 months ago, 4 months ago. If this team brings back John Gray, if this team has a plan to get Trevor Story back on the roster, that changes this conversation. But simply put, the Rockies have put themselves in a situation where you just simply have to say, huh? And now I want them to come out. I'm sick and tired of just the blanket statement of we think we have a competitive team. I want this team to come out and say not with a straight face. Take that smarm out of it. I want the people running this baseball team to come out and say, here is this roster we have, and we believe that this roster is a playoff caliber or is a few pieces away because X, Y, and Z. Because one all-star in Ramon Marquez and a Gold Glove finalist is not going to get you there. Folks, okay. I'm trying to keep it in. I got so much more. We got to dive into this in more detail, but before I get too long in the tooth, I do got to take a quick moment to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars that can be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. Ugh, I absolutely despise the taste of most protein things, but not Built Bar. Built Bar is super tasty, and for me, someone with a giant sweet tooth, they're covered in 100% chocolate. You want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Like I said, 100% real chocolate covering Built Bars. And here's the rundown. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Even if you're not a huge fan of working out, you can at least eat something that tastes good and is good for you. That way, when you enjoy a delicious Built Bar, you can almost count it as a workout. Not really, but you know what? That's eating better is part of the process. Go to Built.com, use promo code, and get 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCKED15. Yeah, how are you going to go to Built.com and use a promo code if I don't tell you what the promo code is? Well, it's LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your order at Built.com. More than just Built Bars at Built.com. You can go check out the full selection at Built.com and get 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. Okay, so before our little break there, we were diving into, or I was about to dive into, why I don't think the Rockies, as constructed right now, are close to the playoffs. And it's just a matter of looking at the roster, folks. You're not a joke. you know, you don't put the parental advisory on the Zips depth chart just because it's funny. It's because this is the reality. McMahon, Hampson, Rogers, Crone in the infield. That's the projected infield here from, I believe it's FanGraphs, right? I believe that's Dan, Dan Zembrowski, he is the creator of Zips. He put the parental advisory on, and boy, is it something. So, again, so that's the projected infield. That's a huge drop-off from 3.2 wins above replacement to 0.5. I know these numbers are probably different. It's the Zips, but I so many numbers. Anyway, Garrett, the drop-off from Trevor Story to Garrett Hampson in performance from shortstop is going to be major. The outfield, Tapia, Hilliard, Blackman. Does that scream playoff? That doesn't tell you. That's not. Where's the big bat? Charlie Blackman has to be better on offense next year, or else it's going to be a real tough conversation. Charlie Blackman is a liability on defense, Rockies fans. I love Charlie Blackman. I'm rooting for the DH so hard for Charlie Blackman. But we're talking playoff competitive window. Does having Charlie Blackman be your everyday right fielder get you closer to the playoffs? It's better than some of your other options. You absolutely play Charlie Blackman every day with the current Colorado Rockies roster. But if the Rockies want to get back to the playoffs, is Charlie Blackman or Nick Castellanos or Chris Bryant a better option in right field? You take Chris Bryant and Nick Castellanos. You don't take them for the big deals. We've talked about this in the offseason. The Rockies have to be smart about the deals that they sign and the deals that they made. But they have to make a deal. This team, let's go back to the projected roster here. Tapia, Hilliard, Blackman, Connor Joe, Jonathan Daza backing, you know, as backups for Tapia and Hilliard. Nothing. I mean, folks, losing Trevor Story and not replacing that power bat does not get you closer to the playoffs. Losing John Gray and turning to these other pitchers that haven't really earned it like John Gray has isn't the right move. The way the Rockies get back to the postseason is not to do what they've done now. I want the team to tell me explicitly why this is the situation we are in. How this team, how the moves that were made and were not made is in a better position to be competitive in 2022 and be better suited for a playoff run. Because, folks, that roster is not beating LA. That roster is not beating San Francisco. That roster will beat San Diego because the Rockies beat San Diego. But on paper, that roster is not beating San Diego. Luckily, it beats Arizona. But losing John Gray, losing Trevor Story, losing Nolan Arenado last year, and not doing anything to replace them is brutal. Yes, Austin Gomber. But Austin Gomber isn't an offensive bat. The big issue the Rockies were facing when it came to that competitive window was the fact that the offense fell off a cliff if it was not the core four of DJ, Blackman, Arenado, and Story. You have to invest in better offense. The Rockies' playoff window remains closed until the offense is better. Because even losing John Gray, I talk about it a lot. Maybe just because I'm partial to John Gray. Losing John Gray isn't as big of a deal as losing Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado in back-to-back seasons. That's the bigger deal when it comes to the playoff contention window for the Rockies. Because Who is the big bat? We cannot sit here as Rockies fans and expect CJ Krohn to carry this team offensively, because I want CJ Krohn to be great like he was last year, but I expect 280 and 20 home runs. CJ Krohn as my four hitter, as my three hitter, does not excite me as having Trevor Story as my three or four hitter. It simply doesn't. So when I'm asked the question of when do I think the Colorado Rockies will make the playoffs again, I don't think the Rockies make the playoffs for the next 5 years unless a drastically different approach is taken to what they're going to do. Because the way this team's assembled, and if they're just going to draft and develop, what are we doing? How are the Rockies better? And I want, like I said, the team has to answer that question, because this is not better. The 2022 Colorado Rockies are not better without John Gray and Trevor Story. That does not help you get to the playoffs again. Boy, this hat is so small. Maybe just because my melon is huge. I'm wearing my, if you're only on the audio, I'm wearing the Classic League Champions 2007. I felt that hat was appropriate today. But that's the bottom line, folks. Man, my hair is so long. I hate looking at myself while I record. I should never do this. The Rockies' playoff window is at least 5 years out. Unless the team commits to going after big name free agents. If this team brings back Trevor Story, that's a different situation. If this team brings back Trevor Story and gets an outfield bat, that's a different story. But I am talking about the path that the Rockies have walked to get to this point. That window is, it's got to be 5 years. And to get to that playoff window, you have to capitalize on the starting pitch. Because it could be even longer. Because if the rotation changes, if the pitching, I mean, that's something you've worked your entire franchise to get. If you don't capitalize on the fact that you have a good rotation with a good offense, and then you build a good offense and have a bad rotation, then that's classic Rockies baseball. So you have to get to the playoffs, you have to capitalize on your starting rotation, build your offense up, and get someone to maintain leads in the bullpen. Get a reliable arm that can go at Coors and on the road and at least keep you in games. And a closer that shuts the door. The Rockies need someone that they can turn to at home and away to shut the door. The Rockies are further away than from a playoff team than some might lead you to believe, I think. But they can get there if they spend some money. The Rockies can be an interesting team. They have a tough division, but, you know, with playoff expansion, there's some interesting stuff. But the current structure of the Rockies, and so to answer, let me get all my details here correct on our Twitter today. To answer your question, Steven, when I think the Rockies will truly be competitive and the steps they need to take before they get to that point, being competitive again also depends on how the Dodgers and the Giants shake out with all this stuff. I don't think the Dodgers can always sustain this, but to get competitive again, that's what you have to do. You have to lean on your rotation, build your offense up, and get someone in the bullpen that can keep you at least in games and keep the boat afloat. Now, some people, there was a lot of talk on Twitter yesterday. Purple Road did the thing. Patrick Saunders tweeted, who makes the playoffs first, the Rockies or the Broncos? And or which team? Okay, so Patrick Saunders says, which team is further away from making the playoffs, the Rockies or the Broncos? Folks, this one is a simple, easy question. It is the Rockies by a mile, a country mile. The Rockies are in much worse shape than the Broncos. The Broncos have a ton of exciting pieces. The Broncos have a good defense. The Broncos just can't simply rely on Vic Fangio and his play calling to not utilize anybody, and they need a quarterback. Miss me with the I was listening a little bit to Locked On Broncos. Maybe they tune in, but I am not a Drew Lock fan. Miss me with Drew Lock. Teddy Bridgewater was fine, but again, why draft Jerry Jeudy if you can't have someone throw the ball deep to him? But that's all you need. And the Broncos are a team that are willing to go do it. They went and got Peyton Manning. What have the Rockies done other than made the move to bring in the big name and then just trade him away? It's not even a close competition, folks. The Rockies are in a much different situation than the Broncos. The Broncos were literally in the hunt up until yesterday and had plenty of opportunities to make it to the playoffs this year. Crazy enough, I mean, they would have gotten crushed. They're definitely not one of the best teams in the NFL. But, I mean, you put a quarterback in with the Broncos that can actually throw to these receivers, and we don't have an offense that is run the ball 700 times and have 18-minute drives that end in field goals, it'd be a different story. But the Rockies are far off from having, I think, the amount of exciting playmakers that the Broncos have. And it's obviously two sports to compare, very different sports to compare, but it's the approach. The Broncos are more competitive and have a history of success and want to get back to that history of success. Maybe. Yeah. Hasn't really seemed like that lately with some of the decisions they've made. But Broncos just won the Super Bowl not that long ago. You know, I mean, you take a championship. For me, if other places are spoiled, but if a Colorado team was winning a championship every, 5 years to a decade, I'd be okay with that. So I don't have your hopes up for the Rockies beating the Broncos back to the playoffs. The Broncos are one good offseason away from being possibly a contender, I think. I mean, it's not perfect right now, but there's way more of the pieces and the foundations there that lead you to a one-off season away, rebuild the team, with this rebuild in this type of situation than the Rockies. The Rockies have, like I said, the Rockies have to address the offense. The Rockies have to address the hole in the rotation from John Gray. The Rockies have to address the bullpen. The Rockies have to address a poor farm system. The Rockies have to address X, Y, Z. And the Rockies have to pay the Cardinals for two more years of Nolan Arenado. It's not even close. It's not even close. The Broncos will be in the playoffs before the Rockies. The Rockies, I don't think, are making the playoffs for the next 5 years. And an incredibly disappointing situation is, like I said throughout the season last year, this was supposed to be the golden era of Rockies baseball. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. When it came to being competitive, playoff potential, not just for 2 years, we got to enjoy an experience of expecting the Rockies to make the playoffs. And we are very, very far from that happening again. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This full episode is going to be up on YouTube here shortly, and we'll be up on streaming services here real, real soon. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow me at Paul Holden 33. As you can see, my name is there twice. It's over here. Boop, boop, boop. I'm going to figure out why my name is there twice. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. We're back in action with a couple more pods this week as we roll through the off season with you all here. Hey, if you want to talk about something on the show, let me know, just like Stephen Cross did. That was, he tweeted, said, hey, I want to hear your thoughts about the Rockies' path to the playoffs. Happy to bring them to you there, Stephen. But folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.